This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
For the next few weeks, Wisconsin Public Radio will air profiles of almost a dozen candidates for governor. We begin with a look at Governor Scott Walker, who's seeking his third term. As Sean Johnson reports, the lack of a clear Democratic challenger has given Walker a chance to run an upbeat campaign.
When Scott Walker stopped at a Shopko department store near Pewaukee to promote his new $100 per child tax credit, the mood was relaxed and so was the governor. About a dozen reporters showed up to watch, and about a dozen employees did too. Walker talked with a few of them on his way in about what he'd heard from a parent of 10 kids at a previous stop.
She said, "Here are my kids. That's a grand right there." I said, "Wow."
As he moved to a microphone set up in front of the kids' sportswear section, Walker said the child tax credit was another way to give back to taxpayers. He said Democrats who call the checks election year bribes are really just knocking him.
Let's just be honest here. State Democrats, you fill in the blank, they're opposed to whatever I'm for.
The approach has carried over to Walker's advertising. He's run 4 TV ads, mostly featuring people who got private sector jobs with the help of state government.
Yeah, it gives us a leg up.
Wisconsin is working.
Larry Sabato is the director of the Center for Politics at the University of Virginia. He says there's a chance Walker's positive approach is aimed more at Democratic voters than it is Republicans.
Maybe he's trying to melt a little of the intensity of the Democrats in opposing him.
The last few years, however, have not been without controversy. In 2014, Walker dismissed suggestions that he would sign a right-to-work law or run for president. In 2015, he did both. And last year, Walker negotiated a contract that could pay tech giant Foxconn up to $4.5 billion in taxpayer money to build TV screens in Wisconsin. Democratic Congressman Mark Pocan of Madison says he tells the governor's opponents that Foxconn is their ticket to beat Walker.
I have told them all the exact same thing, that Foxconn is radioactive toxic across the state.
But there are at least some Democrats who worry that their party still hasn't figured out what it takes to beat the governor. Democratic consultant Scott Witkoff, who is advising Mike McCabe in the governor's race, says it's not enough to just attack Walker.
The problem with that is that that resonates with the choir. And the slice of the pie in terms of political discourse that aligns with the choir has been shrinking.
Former conservative talk radio host Jerry Bader, who's now the communications director for Media Trackers, thinks Democrats have demonized Walker so much that they've lost credibility.
A lot of the gloom and doom stuff that they predicted did not come to pass.
Walker has even gone so far as to suggest this year that Democrats are filled with anger and hatred toward him. He references a comment by State Superintendent of Public Instruction Tony Evers, who called Walker an idiot for rejecting federal Medicaid funds.
I think a lot of voters are shocked to think that people that hold office would call other people in office things like that.
There is, of course, a more prominent office holder who uses insults as a political tool all the time.
Comey's a liar and a leaker. Maxine Waters, a very low IQ individual.
President Donald Trump, the leader of the Republican Party, used insults to get elected and continues to use them in the White House. Walker supports the president, but downplays suggestions that Trump makes his case more difficult.
You know, Washington is a whole different place, but I think the contrast is if people don't like what's happening in Washington with anybody, Democrat, Republican alike, if they don't like the tone there, we're the cure to that.
Walker's political instincts have served him well in Wisconsin, where he's won 3 statewide elections in the past 8 years. But at least 10 Democrats are hoping they'll be the one to end the winning streak. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.